remarkable so far?
Well, I guess I'd have to say I've been drowning in debt.
Okay, Steve, here's what I want you to do. How many credit cards do you have?
Maybe 10 or 12.
Steve, that's a lot of cards. Decide which two you want to use regularly, okay?
Okay.
Take all the other cards and cut them up.
Cut them up?
You heard me. Cut them up. You can get along just fine with two credit cards. If you're using 10 or 12 credit cards, Steve, that tells me there's something wrong with this picture. You see what I mean?
Well, I'm not sure.
Steve, if you want to keep your head above water, you've got to live within your means. That means spending less than you're making, not more.
Oh.
Okay, Steve, here's one other thing I'd like you to do.
Yeah?
Sit down and plan a budget for yourself.
A budget?
That's right. If you feel like your finances are out of control, then you need to take the bull by the horns and take control of your finances. You follow me?
I think so.
Sit down and make a list of all your regular expenses. Keep track of how much you're spending on everything, and I mean everything, okay? Try that for 3 months and see if it doesn't help you out.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
And Steve?
Yeah?
When you plan that budget, make sure you treat yourself to something nice once in a while, okay?
Really?
You bet. If your budget is nothing but don't spend, don't spend, it isn't going to work. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Good luck, Steve. Next caller. You're on the air. Talk to me.
Page 32. Exercise A. Listening. Listen for main ideas. Read the statements. Then listen to a radio call-in show and check true or false.
Welcome back to Money Talks. I'm still your host, Laura Savino. We've got some listeners on the line with financial questions. Let's go to our first caller. Steve, you're on the air. Talk to me.
Hi, Laura. I'm afraid I'm really having problems making ends meet.
Tell me about it.
I earn a good living, but it seems like no matter how much money I make, I can't seem to catch up.
Believe me, you're not alone, Steve.
Sometimes it feels that way.
Let me ask you something. Do you put anything away for a rainy day?
You mean savings? No way. There's never enough for that.
Well, here's a tip for you, Steve. From now on, when you spend money throughout the day, Don't spend any of your change. When you get home every evening, put your loose change in a jar. You'll be surprised how much you'll have saved up, even in a few weeks.
Wow. I never thought of doing that.
And put that change you saved up in the bank, say once a month, okay?
Okay, I'll try that.
Steve, what about debt? Are you maxing out on your credit cards?
Well, yes, I do use credit cards, if that's what you mean.
Do you pay your bills on time?
I try to.
Do you pay the minimum, or do you pay off the whole thing each time?
Well, it kind of depends on how much it is.
Well, are you drowning in credit card bills, or have they been fairly reasonable?